This is crazy. It's funny. I graduated kindergarten right here on the stage. I graduated high school on the stage, and now I'm preaching my first time on the stage. It's surreal. I'd like to start out just by thanking Pastor Hunter just for this opportunity. I told him he was crazy, but I guess you learn from your mistakes, right? I'd like to thank my mom and dad for just bringing me up in this church and what a blessing it is. And just, I grew up learning from all of you, and now it's my turn. And like Pastor Hunter said, I went to school here, and I'm very thankful for that ministry, for Mr. Rubin and for all my teachers. I truthfully believe without them, right now, I don't think I'd be standing right here behind this podium, and what a blessing they are to me. I love them. If you have your Bibles, turn to Psalm 63. Psalm 63, verse 1 will be our main text for today. I go to school to be a pastor. My major in school is pastoral ministries, and we get to preach in school a little bit. And I was thinking, I was like, you know, I've only preached for 5 minutes. That's the maximum time we could preach for, so I'll be a blessing to you guys today, and I'll go for about 7 or 6. The Bible says in Psalm 63, verse 1, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Let's pray. Precious Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, God. I thank you, Lord, just for this great opportunity to come and speak, Lord. And what a blessing it is. This church is amazing, God. And I can feel your power in it every day when I'm here. I pray, Lord, now that you just be with me, speak through me, Lord. Help me recognize, Lord, that I'm not standing up here to glorify people here, Lord. I'm standing up here to glorify God. And I pray, God, that you just calm my nerves, be with me, Lord. And I thank you and I love you. In Jesus' name, pray, amen. This Psalm 63 was written by David when he was under the persecution of Saul and the rebellion of Absalom. He wrote this psalm while he was hiding out in the wilderness of Judea. Now, you think it'd be a little weird. David is king already. So, you know, I think it's kind of out of place that a king should leave his kingdom and hide from somebody. That'd be weird, right? You think that, you know, if someone was threatening the life of our president, that, you know, his safest place would be where? In the White House, surrounded by his military. Not, he wouldn't run away to a different country to go hide out when another country is seeking his life. So you think David is somewhat out of place right now as he's writing this psalm. And he sure says it. He says it then at the verse, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. And today, I believe that we live in a dry and thirsty land spiritually. The world, the more I watch the news, it's crazy, the more I feel out of place. The world just seems to get darker and more sin and politics and sports and everything. Any basis of society, it's getting worse. Even in the spots where we think we're innocent, in the lives of children and all of that. And I'm just not comfortable anymore. There's a time in my life that, you know, I didn't always want to be a pastor. I tell people that all the time. when they bring things up in my past. Mostly my parents. And I felt in play. I felt, you know, I felt like I belonged. And, you know, when I started to follow God's will in my life, I started to, you know, recognize the power of God. And the more I started to feel out of place, and the more, you know, I don't belong here. And I feel that's how David's feeling right now. He's in a dry and thirsty land. And as Christians, we're in that dry and thirsty land. And everyone knows, well, not everyone knows, but if you're a Christian today, you know how it went. You know that we just did baptism, and as people were proclaiming the profession of Christ. You know how you come to salvation. It's through the acceptance of the Lord. It says that the Holy Spirit dwells in you, dwells in your soul. And you cannot have that thirst, that in that dry and thirsty land, unless you have Christ in your heart. And so this is a message to the Christians. I forgot who I was talking to, but I always said, you know, Sunday night's the core people. You know, this is the people that come to the church, the people that come and serve. This is the people I see teaching Sunday school or have taught my Sunday school when I was a kid growing up. And this is the people I learned from. I've learned a lot from the people sitting in this building right now. And we thirst. Our soul thirsts after God. And David in this verse gave 3 points on how to quench that thirst spiritually. It starts out in verse 1, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. It says in Psalms 5:3, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Morning prayer, it's important. I believe that, you know, that the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning is acknowledge and praise your God. My day just isn't the same without it. My mom, when I was growing up, sorry, Mom, she prays when she drives in the morning. And I'd wake up, you know, morning would go well. I'd talk to my mom, talk to her how things doing. She'd wake me up, take a little while sometimes. But we'd get in the car, and it's always complete silence. From when I was a little kid to I graduated, or until she stopped driving me to school, I got my driver's license. Silence. There's always silence. I don't know. I thought she, like, didn't love me or something, or I don't know what was going on. Just something about being in the car. And I remember one morning, we're driving to school here. It's probably about 7th or 8th grade. And I thought she was falling asleep because she wasn't answering my questions. She wasn't talking to me. So I kind of nudged her a little bit, and she flinched at me. I was like, dude, like, I don't want to die. Like, I'm just trying to crash here. And don't disturb me. I'm trying to pray. And I was like, whoa, I'm sorry. So I didn't know that. And, you know, I'm thankful for that because that's a practice I picked up on. Every morning when I drive to work, I turn my radio off and I pray. I pray to the moment I pull out of my driveway, to the moment I pull into the church. And, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not perfect, as many as you know. I don't always pray in the morning. You know, life is distracting sometimes. You know, especially when you're involved with the children here at the church. We're always planning things. We're always getting things ready. And, you know, sometimes I'm deep in thought about certain things. And I forget to pray. And I'll tell you that my day just isn't the same. I don't feel as filled with the Spirit. Things don't go as well for me. And I need to take a moment. I recognize that immediately. You know, as the day goes on, something doesn't feel right. And I stop and I pray. That morning prayer is crucial to quenching that thirst. It goes on to continue in verse 1. My soul thirsteth for thee. Now he says soul because it's a spiritual desire. David had a spiritual desire for God. He spiritually thirsted for the Lord. It says in Psalm 42, verse 1, a very familiar verse in the Bible. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Now, I know everyone here knows, you know, you get thirsty sometimes, right? You know, you're sitting there and you're like, my mouth's kind of dry, I need some water. You know, it happens to me all the time. I'm not going to lie. And it's not that kind of thirst. That's not the kind of thirst David is talking about here. It says, panteth. Like the heart panteth after the water brook. He's talking about the type of thirst. You know, you just ran a 5K. And you're thirsty. You need some water. You're going to pass out soon. That's the type of thirst we need to have, you know, for the Lord. For those who know, who don't know, I just went on a missions trip last week. Me, Brother Nick, and the Webbs, and one other guy from our school, from the college, we ran a youth camp. And, you know, I went there like, you know, I never really preached before, like was a person, the translator. Yeah, it feels kind of lonely up here, actually, without him. It's kind of nice having someone there. Give me a nudge or something. And, I didn't have that mindset, like, you know what, like, I'm not going to learn anything while I'm here. You know, I'm teaching. You know, I'm here to, I want to be a blessing to these people, and I want them to learn something from me. But man, these youth, I can't say kids because some of them are older than me, they were hungry. They're hungry to hear the word of God. And it struck me. I was actually not originally going to preach this message, but, you know, when that happened to me, the Lord changed my heart. And it was crazy. These youth, they're literally starving for food to eat. But they'd rather hear, you know, one of us share the word of God with them than eat their food. And it struck my heart. And, you know, I believe that's how we should thirst. Like the Haitians in that youth camp. You know, they cut off their worldly desires. Their desire to eat. That's something you need to live. Something you need to feel yourself, feel right. But, you know, spiritually, you need to have that desire to live. That hunger, that thirst. To be a living Christian, you know, not to die and spiritually. And, you know, David said he thirsted after God. Just like we need water to live. Water is a lifeline to us. God is a lifeline to us spiritually. And God is our living water. And we need that thirst. We need that thirst to grow. We need that thirst to be the best we could be for God. And I know a lot of people, I've been in this spot personally myself. You know, you think, you know, I'm all right. You know, I'm good. You don't have that thirst sometimes. And I've been there. And you believe that, you know, I don't think I could be any more filled with the Spirit right now. I don't think I could grow any more than I could grow. And I just want to say to you, a preacher said this one time when I was in school. The moment you think that you are your strongest, that's when you're your weakest. And when you're lacking that thirst, when that thirst is not in you, that's when you're your weakest. And David continues to go on. Oh, sorry, I forgot a point. Bible says in Matthew 5:6. It's a Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Not only, this is my sales pitch right here, not only do you get to be filled with the Spirit, you have that thirst, you get to grow as a Christian, but the Lord says He'll bless you. Who doesn't want a blessing from God? I know I do. Every day. I need it. I don't think I would be able to go on without those blessings. And that thirst after righteousness, the Lord is going to bless you when you thirst. David continues to go on. In verse 1, it says, "My flesh longeth for thee." You know, this, when I was reading this, it kind of like stumped me. Because, you know, when you read the Bible and you hear about flesh, you know, you automatically think of sin. You know, how your flesh, you're always at war with your flesh. So I had to do a little studying on this, you know, a little more studying than I wanted to. Just kidding. And I had to study hard on this. You know, it struck me that that desire was physical. It was an emotional desire. David had an emotional desire for God. Now, I know many of you, who in here is married or in a relationship? Yeah, raise your hands. You desire the person you love, right? Correct? Yeah? You better say yes. It's a setup. Just like that desire you have for, you know, your spouse, the person you love, it's the same desire you should have for God. And, you know, it brings it back to that morning prayer, that desire, is that eagerness to, you know, for the first thing to do, the first person you want to communicate when you wake up is with God. And, you know, David had it right. David wasn't a perfect guy, you know. A lot of us, you know, as teaching the kids, we teach on David a lot. Because there's so much to learn from him. David and Goliath, David when he got a spear thrown at him, David the harp player, the shepherd boy. But we always talk about David's one, that big sin. He led a man to death, murder, planned a murder of a man, and took his wife, and adultery. But David knew how to praise God. David knew how to learn to live. You know, David was called a man after God's own heart. And I believe that, you know, these desires, this spiritual and physical desire, David had it, and it was in his life. And, you know, David wasn't perfect, but neither are we. We're all human. And so we should live after that example, that we should have that spiritual and physical desire every day just to want to walk and grow in the Lord. And It kind of stumped me for a minute. Another thing stumped me when I was reading this verse. He says soul and flesh. You know, I was thinking, I was reading it, I was like, you know, you could have said this like a lot more like shorter. Could have just been like, desire the Lord. That's it. This is all I really got to do, is desire the Lord. But you know, I believe that he said soul and flesh because he wants us to recognize that we need to desire the Lord in all aspects of our life, spiritually and physically. You know, no matter what we're doing, working, cleaning, being a parent, teaching, just whatever, you know, you guys do with your regular lives, you know, the Lord should be desired in what you do. And he continues to go on to finish this verse, like I said, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. You know, it's easy to become a dehydrated Christian today. There's so much just going on in this world, and it's just easy to fall. The world's making it easy. Too easy. And you got to be on guard. You got to recognize that. You know, there's a lot of things that people see as harmless. They're like, that can't affect me. That can't affect me. But you better watch out. You got to have that thirst. The thirst will keep you alive as a Christian. It won't. Nothing will go wrong with that. I promise you that. The 3 points David gave today, or the 3 points that David gave in this verse, were the morning prayer, a physical, and a spiritual desire. And with those 3 points, you know, a Christian could grow. I don't think it gets any more simpler than that. A Christian could become his best just by following that. And, you know, the Lord spoke to me of that. The Lord spoke to me with that, and I just wanted to be a blessing and share that with you. Let's pray.